This is the Ethanol Report. For anyone who's getting either Garmin or TomTom GPS units for Christmas this year, the Renewable Fuels Association has an application that can help you find 85% ethanol fuel for your flex fuel vehicle wherever you roam. Chuck Zimmerman interviewed RFA's Robert White about the GPS E85 apps and what may be down the road in the future.
Robert, we're coming up on Christmas, which is that gift-giving time, and I think I've seen a lot of ads and ideas posted and stories about electronic gadgets, and they make great gifts, and one of those that's real popular are these new GPS units. And so in light of that, I wondered if you might bring us up to date on a new application for GPS that can help people find E85 stations.
Sure, we saw that, and of course the price of these units are dropping substantially each year, and we've seen some as low as $60 this year, at least on the Black Friday specials. And so what we took a look at was the most popular GPS devices out there, and that was Garmin and the TomTom devices. So what we did was we took the E85 national database on where the E85 stations are located, and essentially translated the street addresses into longitude and latitudes in order for those GPS devices to be able to translate that data and guide you to a station as a point of interest. And we've successfully done that on both of these platforms, and we have hosted that on chooseethanol.com. And it's very simple for anyone to use if they have currently have one of those two devices, or looking to purchase one. You could even preload the data on a GPS device before you give it away.
Wow. So that, if you know you've got a relative or a friend that needs E85 or has a vehicle capable, a flex fuel vehicle, then this would make a great gift in a way for them to perhaps save a few dollars in the process, right?
It's always been the case that finding an E85 station is sometimes the hardest part, or people don't want to go too far out of their way. This is an opportunity that when you're traveling either in your commute or to your family's place for Christmas, you can simply pull up and see where the closest one is. If it is convenient, great. There might be a new station that you didn't know about. And, of course, we like to tell people, even if you don't have a flex fuel vehicle, maybe these are stations you want to frequent, just to tell them thank you for choosing to offer an alternative fuel and ethanol.
So, looking at the availability, how would you describe or characterize the current state of E85 availability looking around the country?
Well, it's definitely expanding. We've seen, unfortunately, some E85 stations close this past year, but I think that's due to the economic ability and the economic welfare of those stations more than E85 themselves, because most of the stations actually close completely. But you're seeing stations in new places like California, the Pacific Northwest, and, of course, more expansion in the lower Midwest and Southeast. We're just seeing new stations in new parts of the country, and more importantly, in higher population-dense areas, which is obviously what we want to get more volume sold.
So looking at other electronic platforms besides Garmin and TomTom, and I'm a Garmin person myself, but any plans or ideas for other places you might take that kind of search capability? And I mean, one I certainly would have in mind would be like an iPhone app, for example.
Well, we're definitely exploring all the other options on the GPS side. We're looking at, of course, Magellan is probably the next most popular GPS device, and of course, BlackBerry and iPhone. Other opportunities that are becoming very common with business folks and normal everyday consumers. So we're definitely exploring those, and we hope to have this a very well-rounded source for locating these stations.
Great. Well, anything else about the application? I mean, it sounds to me like you said, chooseethanol.com. Go there to learn more. But sounds like a pretty simple process in order to get that downloaded and onto a unit, right?
Yeah, it is. We've actually had a lot of people comment on the ease and how simple it was. The only thing I'd really add is that we plan on updating this information quarterly, and people should understand that there would be a slim chance that a station might disappear or a new station might open that might not be in the data set yet. but we plan on updating that quarterly to keep the information as current as possible.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Robert, for telling us about, you know, how people can now use their GPS unit to locate E85 stations. I know that'll be welcome for a lot of people who want to support American agriculture, which is kind of feeding that still at this point, and helping reduce our reliance on foreign oil. So glad to hear it, and more good things coming from Renewable Fuels Association.
That's the Ethanol Report from the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.